4CEF, mobile.
CFW.
Skaggs, morning, gentlemen.
How y'all doing?
Right over here, just beating my brains out, riding down 290.
Start the morning. Drinking coffee.
If anybody was even going to be out here this morning.
Not the right time. After 6 o'clock. It was crazy.
What happened to you all week? Hadn't heard from you.
Oh, a couple rough days starting. first day was all right, but next I got to work really early. And then after that, it was all downhill.
So it's Pi Day and Friday Eve.
I am trying to go out of town tomorrow.
And Mama's going to be mad at you.
The weather's supposed to be real good, so be a good trip.
Use the forecast because it was calling for rain.
I'm four specifically, but for the Spartanburg and then up at Kings Mountain where I'll be this weekend. A little bit of rain Friday. You know, like when we get up to Kings Mountain, it'll be around 30-40%, but then Saturday and Sunday was supposed to be really nice.
I'm see if they've changed it. Hopefully they will have because they work on for rain all weekend.
It's supposed to rain down here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you know, right around 50 to 60% showers pretty much all weekend, but now they're saying it's only on Friday, so maybe it'll be the same up there. Boys to Keys Mountain. Some of them are going to do the trail from the state park over to the National Monument through that whole mile, something over a mile walk, and then they'll walk back. And then we're going to take a couple other boys and go to Crowder's Mountain, and they're going to do the orienteering course since we don't get to do that but once a year. We're trying to make sure they get their rank advancement.
Hopefully they can get it, and y'all enjoy your weekend.
I'm looking up because I wasn't really looking forward to hiking or doing the orienteering in the rain.
Orienteering.
Orienteering is they have a map. You have a map of Crowder's Mountain area, and they have these post setups, this 4x4 post, and it's marked. So it's either a color, or a letter, or something like that. And basically, you have to use a map and compass to find your bearings, you know, on the map, and then navigate your way to the next post. And they have some easy courses, and they have some of them that just go all over the place. You know, some of them are kind of in a row. You walk down the trail, you basically got to know where to look in the woods. But then there's the other ones where you're just cutting all across the trail, all through the woods, and doing that. That's a more advanced course. But it was fun. We did it last year. I enjoyed it, so I'm sure it'll be fun again this year, even though it's the same course. Just use a map and compass and learn how to use bearings, you know, get their bearings using that kind of compass and whatnot. So.
Get lost, right?
But, you know, if you have a map and compass and you needed to get around, you know how to take the bearings, you'd be all right. But you do have to have the bearings ahead of time. So that's the one thing that kind of, you know, you get the map and you get to be able to figure out the bearings to get where you're going. I'm trying out my new hammock tent. Not hammock. It's not a hammock. It's a cot tent. So it is a tent that sits on top of a cot for you to sleep on. And it's got a rain fly that covers the whole thing.
As long as you're not claustrophobic.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's one of those small tents. It's a one-person tent. I mean, you just got just enough room, maybe a little bit extra for one person, but, you know, it fits on top of that Teton cot, which is super wide. I mean, it's a huge cot. Charlotte Amphan. I think that one be, you know, pretty decent being up in Charlotte.
Same way. away. And I don't know if it's just the weather kept people away or what. Be hard pressed to try that one again.
Keep me into it.
Might ever been too. So I was just trying to get you out of the house.
That's bad. See what it's all about. Need to go to the Waynesville one. That was a good one too. And the one in Shelby.
I've been to, I like Lawrenceville or Stone Mountain the best.
Give me another cup of coffee. My signal might be a little bit weak in the next few minutes.
Coffee in the car, or are you saying you're home?
We got roofers coming today to fix the spot on the roof.
Okay. Well, hoping they get that taken care of.
You and I are the only ones working today.
Well, I wouldn't be. I would definitely take a day off.
I'm here. I'm really not feeling it this morning.
Reached yesterday with the guys on the roof and it fixed them any.
Stay home and play on the radio.
Hard work.
Some 2 meter single side bay, but man, it's been quiet. I mean, not even any FT8 going on hardly.
An Africa single sideband contest this weekend.
A little tied up. We'll be able to play on the radio this weekend.
I looked at the weather up there. It's supposed to be nice Saturday, so that's good. Get to enjoy some good weather up there this weekend.
Good. What? I think it's supposed to be like mid-60s. Something like that.
Around there. Then try to make it to the Hamfest over there in Sevierville Saturday.
In case you didn't know there was a Hamfest, are you?
Nobody knows.
Anyway, so you might as well go to a ham fest.
Oh, again.
Spending money hand over fist, you might as well go to the ham fest.
I'm sure one expensive place to be anymore.
You guys ever done Riddy?
Out.
I like JSA call.
You mean just as a digital mode? Yeah, in a sense. I mean, it's totally different the way it works. It takes up more space on has more width. So the way it works is the back and forth. But, I mean, it's neat.
Preset transaction, or you can just type in what you want it to say?
Type in what you want to say. It's radio teletype. It's been adapted for the ham radio use, so you just, you know, you call CQ like you normally would, somebody answers you, and then you can go into your normal spiel of, not really signal reports, but usually it's kind of a DB report, and then you can go wherever you want after that. Trying out the different digital modes and see if you like one of them. There's some really neat ones. There's one where it's almost like you're reading the strips of paper that would have been printed out with the words on it. And I don't remember what that one was. It was Pebble Scriber or something like that. I don't remember, but it was really neat. I lose y'all.
This place down here, my first stop this morning, is a buzz already.
You can get your day started early.
Yeah. Dump truck drivers are already here warming up the trucks, doing their pre-trips. New fuel trucks sitting out here, all shiny and ready to go. But the guys I'm looking for, they still ain't here.
Nice morning this morning.
What's the temperature out there? About 50 degrees?
They're calling me.
Little radio with you all day today?
I might do it, sure enough.
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be good today. Patrick, stay safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4, see ya, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Drew, have a great day, and If not, I'll talk to you again. Have a good weekend. KO4HK.
A good day and a good weekend up there with the Boy Scouts. And be safe. KN4TFW.
We're trying to do yard work this week, or today. Is that what you said?
I got to do the backyard and cut a few tree limbs and that. And then I kind of want to make me a path through the little woods here that's all grown up behind the house. And, you know, make me a little trail through there to walk the dog back through there when the ball field gets busy.
Up on that time of year.
A couple more weekends, it'll be wide open.
Some real baseball games.
When I was a kid watching it, and I've been to a few pro games, and that Susan don't like it, and it just is really slow now. I just assume watch the, you know, the little leaguers or watch some kind of fast pitch softball.
I'd rather go watch the little kids play and watching them have fun and just, you know, be kids. I enjoy that, and leave the parents at home. Let the kids have a good time. I've been to a couple of tourist games and stuff like that, and I enjoy it. But like you say, it's just so slow paced anymore that it's hard to enjoy it now.
The other things nowadays, they modified it so bad and changed the rules and that, where it just isn't it. They suck the life right out of it.
Used to, you know, didn't have all the performance enhancers for the athletes and this, that, and the other, and they were actually people playing, and they enjoyed the game, and they were having a good time, and you don't have that now.
A special bat and all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean, to give you an advantage.
Morning, gentlemen, KF4MUF.
Hope you're having a good start to your day. KN4HKX.
Hey, that's the voice I haven't heard in a while. KN4TFW.
Patrick Kent. Having a great start this morning. Everything is going just the way it should, and I hope y'all are doing the same.
Feel good over here, and I hope it stays that way today.
Here, I'm not having to work today.
I like it when I get a day off like that.
The thing about that, Ken, is you got to go back tomorrow.
Bad, just one day and then off for two, and the big boss is gone, so it should be a good day. Other than it might rain a little bit.
For HGX, Jody, what you got on the agenda for this weekend?
I think I'm going to rototill a garden and start getting it prepped and ready.
A good time. I rototill in the garden. And I'll be over in Pigeon Forge in Sevierville this weekend. It's my anniversary weekend, so we were already planning on doing something, so that's normally where we end up. So I'll probably go to the Ham Fest.
And I know myself, hell, it might be a flip of a coin on Saturday morning and haul butt or something, you know. But I don't know if we're going to make it or not up to there. Is that a pretty decent one?
I don't know firsthand. All I've seen is pictures from it before, and it looked decent, but I don't know firsthand. It'll be the first time I've ever been.
Not Ken, I'm sorry, Ken. Leon, when I was talking to him yesterday afternoon, this is his third year going, so it has to be better than what we had Saturday, right?
Hope so. But like I said, I can't give you firsthand knowledge on this one.
Where is where the South Carolina single sideband has something coming up?
Well, no, Ken. I hadn't seen anything on it. I hadn't been on their webpage in a little while.
To you there, Patrick.
I appreciate that. Somehow or another, I've got her to hang around and put up with me for 28 years. This Saturday will be exactly 28 years.
It's late to change.
With nothing I've done, something had to happen on her end.
Same boat I'm in.
Is doesn't even sound remotely good, does it? I'll just stick with what I got.
Going on 32 or 33 coming up in August.
100% agree. We started dating, it'll be 31 years ago this summer, and been married 28 years, so can't imagine doing anything else.
Been together 27, and this summer will be married 25.
Another 33, be married 31, that's it, 31, yeah. Gotta give them. They were patient.
After that, patient and hard-headed. But it is time for me to get this show on the road, so y'all carry on. Jody, good to hear you. You have a safe day out there. And Ken, good luck with your roof today, and hopefully you get some yard work done and enjoy the beautiful day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3.
Have a safe day out there. I'll keep my radio on in case you got a free minute. KN4TFW.
Enjoy your day, and I hope it's a good blessed one for you. You have fun. 7-3 from KL4MUF.
You got going today, Jody?
Mr. Ken, I've got to go cut a couple gravel roads, dress them up, and then I think I got a small repair over on a road with a pipe and some backfill and stuff like that. Nothing too major, so it should be a decent day.
You get to be outside and enjoy this nice weather, right?
So you're going to have some roof repair done?
Slight leak when it rains just exactly right, and then they're going to come out and they got to take some singles off, check the wood, and redo some flashing, and they'll put on some new seals around all the vent pipes and that, so hopefully that'll get it stopped. Maybe help me make it last about another 10.
That sounds like it would help you out a bunch.
For a good hail storm and that between now and 10 years and that, and then maybe I can get the insurance to replace it. Otherwise, it's like I think they quoted me $18,000 to get a new roof.
Them things are expensive. Is that would you go with the back with a metal roof or stay with shingle?
It's no cost difference. I wouldn't mind a metal one, but probably a shingle one's probably cheaper. I mean, when I had this one put on 15 years ago, it was only $6,000.
Well, I know us, and I think our roof's something like 9 or going on 10 years old. And when we get ready to replace that, we'll just bite the bullet and have it done in metal. We just like that metal roof.
You can't beat it with a nice steady rain, right? Realize until you get older how much the you really appreciate all the things of the old.
100% correct on. And appreciate the things that the older generations have taught us and stuff, and you know, and got us to show us things like that.
Generations, the last two coming up, they'll never know it.
And that really, it started changing after our generation. You know, when we grew up, man, we had a lot of fun. We didn't have all these phones and stuff to call each other. We just knew where each other was, and we'd just go find you.
Yeah.
Goodness for CBs. Well, it should be a pretty day for you.
For 78 here in Greer today.
So they were showing it was like, I don't know, it was 38 at our house.
Out on the back deck, it's really nice this morning.
It really is. It shows 42 in my truck right now, so that's a great morning.
I'm going to go ahead and sign with you this morning. Mama's getting ready to head out the door to work, so I'm going to see her off and that. But you have an awesome day out there. Be safe, and it's really good to hear you this morning. Hadn't heard you in a while. KN4TFW.
Good for that. It's good to be back, being able to talk on the radio again. This is KF4MUF. 73s and enjoy your day, sir.